unrivaled harbor expertise. The main image is a photograph of the hull of a fuel tanker with a rope ladder hanging down from the deck. At the base of the photo, the bow of the pilot boat is right up alongside the tanker. The photo captures the harbor pilot jumping from the bow of the pilot boat to the rope ladder. One hand is on the ladder and one foot is on a rung. His right foot is in the air. Expertise, coordination, and communication are vital components of Boston Harbor pilots' work, from planning this leap across open water between the pilot boat and the tanker to warning recreational boats out of the shipping channel. The Boston pilot boat and tanker traveled side by side at identical prearranged speed and direction. When the pilot judged the alignment to be optimal, he jumped to the hanging ladder and climbed aboard. By law, all ships over a certain size, fuel tankers, container ships, even luxury yachts, must have a commissioned pilot on board to enter the harbor. Boston's 8 pilots hold unlimited Ocean Master licenses issued by the Coast Guard. They can command any size vessel. Their decades of experience and intimate knowledge of the harbor's underwater landscape, tides, and currents enable them to bring every ship to dock safely. They work alternating weeks and are available every hour, every day, in all weather. Ship captains and ship owners recognized centuries ago the value of having on board a mariner with knowledge of local conditions. In 1783, the Boston Marine Society, an association of sea captains, advocated for the establishment of a regular, skillful system of pilotage in Massachusetts. For decades thereafter, they managed the pilots. Today, 2 governor-appointed commissioners oversee the service that protects the environment and commercial shipping. There are 4 small images on the lower panel of the sign. The first image on the left is the blue and white Boston Marine Society seal. In its center is a sketch of the original Boston Light and a ship sailing by. Around the circumference of the seal are the words Marine Society at Boston in New England, A.D. 1754. That is the year the Boston Marine Society was incorporated. It is believed to be the oldest organization of its kind. From its founding, the Society has dedicated itself to safe navigation, including advocating for lighthouses, buoys, and markers. Next is a print of an engraving from 1729. Like the Boston Marine Society seal, it shows the original Boston Light built in 1716. The lighthouse keeper's home is tucked up against the base of the lighthouse. A small sailing vessel is passing by in the foreground, flying the Union Jack and towing a small rowboat. Curiously, no sails are up. At the bottom of the print are the words, "To the merchants of Boston, this view of the lighthouse is most humbly presented by their humble servant, William Burgess." After Boston Light was built, its keeper and his assistants also served as Boston Harbor's pilots. This continued the informal pilotage system of the colonial era. In the center of the lower panel is a map of Boston, the harbor, and a number of the harbor islands. It shows the 2 locations where harbor pilots board incoming vessels. The most common spot is north of Graves Light, about 11 miles offshore. Once the pilot boards a vessel, he then gives compass and speed instructions and ensures a ship stays within the main shipping channel. But a few smaller boats may approach from the south, and in those cases, pilots board them a little southeast of Boston Light. The vessel then approaches through the Narrows, the original entrance to Boston Harbor that threads its way around islands and shoals. The map also identifies the places in the harbor where commercial vessels dock and unload their cargo. Conley Container Terminal is farthest out in South Boston. The Autoport, LNG Dock, and a cement terminal are along the Mystic River. Salt is unloaded at the mouth of Chelsea Creek, and fuel terminals are farther up the creek. The image on the far right is a photograph of the schooner Roseway. She has 3 white sails up. The middle gaff-rigged sail has a number 2 on it. For decades, schooners served as the harbor's pilot boats, ferrying pilots beyond the lighthouses to board incoming ships. In 1941, the Boston Pilots Association bought the Roseway, the last schooner to serve as a pilot boat for Boston Harbor. She filled that role until 1973.